been in the American training area south of Melbourne, and he picked a location down there, and the boys came later, they came by sea. Mm-hmm. And I was there sometime liaising with the Australian forces. Mm-hmm. And we went into very intensive training there against man-sized targets. We did jungle training under actual jungle conditions up in northern Australia. Mm-hmm. We did parachute training, jumping and submarine work and all that thing.
Good Lord, all of that, eh?
Yeah. So we had another, actually it turned out we had almost a year in Australia. Mm-hmm. Because our operation became aborted into the Hong Kong area because MacArthur wouldn't touch it. He wouldn't have any problems at all. He wouldn't allow a British submarine in the area.
Well, was the original idea of this force to go back to Hong Kong?
Into the Hong Kong area, yeah.
Good Lord, is that right?
One group had already gone back into Singapore and had been successful.
Mm.
And even then, when MacArthur found out about it, he put a stop to any further Singapore operations. He said that was his territory. He ordered Mountbatten and all his boys out.
Well, off he goes.
Well, it was just a matter of personality, I guess.
So what was your secondary target then?
Our secondary target then became the training of Australian and New Zealand groups.
Did your own forces, group of...
We all stayed together, yeah. And to keep them busy, you see, we put them on as instructors on these Australian and New Zealand boys, Maoris and whatnot, who went into New Guinea and areas up there.
Oh, I see.
We put them through the mill, you see. Our boys were then pretty proficient.
Yeah.
So they kept going until the invasion of Borneo started, and then our boys all went in on the Borneo operation.
Oh, did they? Well, how did you win? Would this be a pre-infiltration prior to the main...
They went in by submarine. Yes, invasion. They did quite a good job there. They ended up in Borneo.
Well, I've never been in the Far East, but one would assume if you were going to put in, shall we say, Chinese or Canadian Chinese or anybody looking at the Chinese, there must be a fair number.
No, there are thousands of Chinese in that area.
In Borneo already?
Many, many, many years. Most of the labor in Borneo today is Chinese.
Oh, is it? What did they do in Borneo? What? I mean, can you think of any...
I wasn't with them on that operation. Unfortunately, I was pulled off then, and I was sent back to Washington to liaise with the OSS.
Oh, I see.
And there was a recognition by then of what our group could do. Mm-hmm. And the war was pushing north pretty fast at that time, and I was sent back to liaise with OSS, and they... Surrender came when I was at sea between Sydney and Vancouver.
Do you know if the Chinese group, went into any other actions other than the Borneo?
No, that was good enough. They put up a good show there.
Did that?
But Roger Chang or Doug Chung could tell you more about that. As I say, I wasn't there and I never did get the first story of it.
Gosh, you know, I wrote to Chung and I didn't get a word from him. Whatever I might get.
Roger Chang was the senior man. He ended up the war major.
Where is he now? Any idea?
Roger Chang is in business in Vancouver. He's in the phone book under that name.
How do you spell his last name?
Chang.
Chang. Roger Chang.
Yeah, he runs a big wholesale fish business there.
Oh, I see.
With his father's firm.
Yeah.
He's a trader, a very fashion guy, an importer of goods from China and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen him several times since the war, and I'll look him up in the next day or so.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't know I'm here.
To go back in time just a bit.
In fact, when I see Roger, I'm going to tell him to do what he can to support this whole business, you
mm-hmm.
know, to give Perks a lift up
right.
And part payment for what Perks did for them.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly going to contact him. As I say, I've contacted Jung, I'll contact him again, and I'll contact this other
Roger would
too.
Be the best man because he was OC of the group by then. He
yeah.
was in charge.
Yeah. In fact, this is something really that should be written up, but I imagine, from what you've already told me, that is that the papers that were destroyed, the fact that you were such a loose group out in your own, out in the bush, that the documentary evidence in Ottawa is just about nil.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. Most people in Ottawa didn't know we existed at
yeah.
all.
Yeah. I used to work down in the historical section of the Canadian Army in Ottawa, and I know where most things are, but by gad, trying to find anything on this group is, did you exist even?
Well, the only real value is a historical fact that as a result of this, the Chinese got the vote quicker than they would have got it,
yeah.
Let's put it that way. And I think that's a bit of history that's well worth getting up. If only for their sake.
Do you remember Perks at any time talking about or making any suggestion about his idea of going up through the Aleutians and down and attacking Japan from the north?
Yes, in expeditionary force, he talked about that until he was blue in the face. We told him he was crazy, it couldn't be done.
Mm-hmm.
It was impossible.
I know he would have...
In the first place, he'd never have got permission from MacArthur.
Yeah, that I can imagine.
Never.
Yeah.
But he was Supreme Command Pacific, and by God, he was Supreme Commander, and no nonsense there. So he wouldn't brook any interference at all. And when the combined fleets joined in the Pacific, there was nothing but trouble and strife all the time. But he and Mountbatten met in Manila, and there was a hell of a quarrel ensued then as the part that the British Navy would play in the occupation of Japan. MacArthur was very much determined that the British would play a very minor role.
Yeah, yeah.
That's history, of course.
Yes, that's true. Was there any problem in Australia with the group that you brought?
Oh, none whatsoever. They were very popular. There are a lot of Chinese in Australia, actually. I've been there for many years.
Well, this again, I've not been there, and I don't know.
And around the Melbourne area, there were a large number of Chinese, and our boys made friends. And we ate Chinese chow all the time we were there. We had everything.
Oh, yeah.
Special ration. We lived like kings.
Oh. Is there anything else you can think of offhand that I haven't asked you about, either with respect to Perks or the camp or...
No, I can't. It's all distant past, you know. You have to sit and talk these things over, and things unreal themselves. I don't talk about it much anymore. My wife, once in a while, spouts off and talks about Hong Kong during the occupation.
Mm-hmm.
She was there under the Japs for 3 months.
How on earth did she get out?
And I got her out through guerrillas, sent guerrillas in and found her and smuggled her out.
That's right.
She and two other girls.
Well, good God.
So she was there for 3 full months after the surrender.
Yeah.
Had a pretty rough time of it.
Yeah.
We found her and got her out. I wasn't permitted to take her with me. I could have, mind you, but it meant taking other wives along too, and we just didn't want any women in the party at all.
Yeah. That'd be kind of rough.
So I had to leave my wife behind, and if only to convince the others that their wives couldn't go along either.
Yeah. So. I suppose she would be known too as your wife. Let's say the wife of a ranking.
Well, she took her maiden name right after the surrender, and she became purely Chinese, although she's American born.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because by that time, when the Japs came in, of course, there was a price on my head.
What about Hong Kong today? Now, this is not history, but just...
Oh, the place is booming.
Yes.
That's a wonderful place there. I want to retire, and I just can't afford to retire. There's too much money to be made there.
Great.
That's that kind of a place.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's fantastic. There's serious trouble in China, and the more the trouble gets, the more problems we have vis-a-vis refugees and whatnot. We've been able to control it so far. But things are very bad across the border right now. In fact, there was just last week there was fighting less than 100 miles from us.
I imagine the Commonwealth...
Low Mao and Anti Mao groups are getting together and beating each other up, shooting each other up.
There's a lot of trouble in where? Canton, isn't it?
Yes, in the Kelo Canton area.
Yeah. But at the same time, isn't it true that if Red China wanted, they could just go pop on Hong Kong?
In theory, yes, but they haven't an organized army anymore. The army is so broken up into factions, into nationalities within China itself. There's the northern troops, the central troops, the Cantonese troops. None of them speak each other's dialect, none of them understand each other.
Good God.
They were a cohesive group up until several years ago, until this big Mao program, this Great Leap Forward started, and that seems to have slipped the whole country out.
Okay.
Hopeful that something may happen. that there's not a chance of the nationalists taking advantage of it or doing anything of it.
No, quite frankly, I never thought there would be. The idea of
Taiwan, on the other hand, is absolutely booming. Taiwan is what China could have been today. Oh, it's fantastic there. Wealthy, enormously wealthy place. Going in for heavy industry, manufacturing of all types and kinds. The place is booming.
Well, who would they supply?
Well, they were helped by the Americans, you see, because it was the American bastion, still is, yeah. Defense-wise. And they got tremendous aid funds to get the place started. But the mostly, you see, all the big Shanghai industrialists moved down. Those who didn't come to Hong Kong went to Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them took their factory equipment with them and their labor. And they set up in Taiwan, and they're all entrepreneurs from way back. And very clever men. The majority of them are American university-educated types.
Mm-hmm.
And they started building industry, and the government started relaxing control. The Kuomintang is reasonable up there. The place is well administered. And it's just grown. Oh, it's fantastic. Tremendous money going in there. American and Chinese money from Hong Kong, Malaysia. Overseas Chinese money investing in factories and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Cheap labor and plenty of it. Oh, it's incredible. Taiwan's booming faster than Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. They are very competitive to us now.
Mm-hmm. No. Well,